Hello, welcome to another podcast. Today's discussion is the war on drugs.
Tom and I think that the war on drugs is a positive thing.
Shane and I completely disagree with Alex and Tom. We believe the war on drugs should end.
What are some positive things about smoking marijuana?
There are many positive things, such as treating symptoms of chronic pain, epilepsy, sclerosis, and it also, in some cases, prevents cancer from spreading, at least in some cells.
All right, well, I have another question for you. Is marijuana a gateway drug?
No, because in our opinion, a gateway drug is a complete myth. I think it deals with a weak mindset and starting to do other drugs. No one is forcing you to do any type of drug.
All right. Does marijuana kill brain cells?
We saw this quote from drugabuse.gov, and it said the coronary artery risk development in young adults tracked people until mid-adulthood over a 25-year period, and they found that cumulative lifetime exposure to marijuana was associated with a test of verbal memory, but did not affect other cognitive abilities such as processing speed or executive function. I know for a fact that there were no other factors such as demographic factors, other drugs and alcohol use, or other psychiatric conditions such as depression, end quote.
All right, we have one more question for you here. Does smoking marijuana cause cancer?
There is zero evidence that marijuana does or does not cause cancer, so that is not a yes, nor is it a no.
We disagree with your answers because there aren't a lot of positive things when smoking marijuana. You are inhaling smoke, and that is never good for you. Tom and I believe it is a gateway drug because marijuana is usually the drug teenagers will start smoking, and it will introduce them to new drugs. We also believe that marijuana kills your brain cells. I read this on a website. Some studies, primarily in animals, have shown that when you have exposure to THC, which is a psychoactive component of marijuana, it can cause changes in cognition and memory later on. We also strongly believe that smoking will cause cancer too.
But you have. On the topic of the U.S. spending too much money on the war on drugs, my first question is, should we keep spending money, and if so, why?
I believe that we should keep spending money because we are saving people's lives. And once they overdose, they can realize that it's not worth the risk and they can have a chance to turn their lives around.
Alright, for my second question, how many people die of overdosing each year?
According to my sources, that about 72,000 Americans die from overdosing each year. If we put more money into it, we can cut the number down.
Well, how much money have we spent on this whole process?
As of 2012, we have spent about $1 trillion on the drug war.
Has the war on drugs changed anything?
Actually, yes. Alex and I believe that it has helped change people's lives because after people overdose, they will go into rehab and try to change their lives.
We feel the U.S. is dropping way too much money into this war on drugs. Every year, the U.S. is spending about $51 billion to stop this. And since of 2012, the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion on anti-drug efforts. The U.S. does not have this kind of money to spend that much on the war on drugs.
Johnny and I believe that people obviously get addicted to drugs, but they choose to do those certain drugs, so we can't control that.
We believe that once a person consumes the drug and becomes addicted to the drug, they become dependent on the drug and need it to get through the day. They need the drug to get by, not to get high. Yeah. If people choose to use the drugs, why do they become dependent on the drug?
This is because drugs are addictive, but people could avoid all this by just not trying the drugs in the first place.
Do you think people are introduced to the drugs from social media and society, or do they choose to consume it themselves after learning what it does to you?
It is clearly shown that social media and things like that show drugs, but it is always in a bad way. This could show people that they could avoid the drugs and just not do them altogether to avoid the bad effects that they have.
For my first question, why do you think people choose to do these drugs in the first place?
We think people choose to do drugs in the first place because they're introduced to the drug from a family member or social media. A lot of famous rappers will consume the drug and fans will follow, thinking it will make them cool.
Do you think people purposely use drugs to deal with depression?
Personally, I do not believe people use drugs to deal with depression because if they become addicted to the drug and can't consume it, they can go through withdrawals and become more depressed.